Hello.
Hello, yes. Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers entirely confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else now?
Female?
Okay. All right, me female. All right, I'm just for qualification, is the year of your birth?
88.
Okay, 1988. All right, and are you registered to vote like many people, or are you not registered to vote?
Registered.
Okay. All right, man, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Northern Native.
So not a Hispanic or Latino, right? Or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, and what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. All right, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the country?
Not really.
Would that be negative or positive?
Neutral.
Well, in this moment, I don't have a neutral answer, just negative or positive.
Negative.
Okay. What about the future of the planet?
Negative.
And your own future?
Positive.
Positive, okay. All right, man, no matter how frequently you vote on elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate me the amount of power that you feel that, you know, your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. You can use any number from 0 to 10, though.
0.
0, okay. All right, ma'am, and out of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Would you say it's climate change, economy, and the cost of living? Racism and discrimination, abortion access, mental health, national security, crime, education, immigration, gun violence, healthcare, student loans. You can pick 3 to be the most important to you.
Cost of living, education.
Okay, education, what else?
Immigration.
Immigration, okay. All right, and thinking about, you know, this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Would that be economic security and financial independence, your education, having or caring for children, work-life balance, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing in your career or hobbies, you know, and free time activities or other?
Children.
Okay. You said caring for children, right? Or caring for children. Mm-hmm.
Mental health.
Okay, let me see. Improving and maintaining physical health improving and maintaining mental health. That one,
mental
right?
Mental health and the physical.
Okay. And the physical. Okay, so then 3. Okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three, two, okay? Your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend. Your sexual orientation, being an American, being a woman. Your spiritual, religious beliefs. Being a member of your racial, ethnic group. Being young. Your personality. Your hobbies or interests. Or your profession.
The first two and second to last.
Second to last. So be your hobbies or interests or your personality?
My personality.
Okay, personality. All right. All right, man, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You can select up to two, okay? Would you say hope, happiness, dread, pride, disappointments, and sadness, anger and frustration, or exhaustion?
Disappointment, anger.
Disappointment and anger and frustration, right? Because those come together. Disappointment,
yeah.
And sadness, and anger and frustration, okay? Those two. Okay, and which of the following statements come closer to your opinion? Statement A says that our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Okay, statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And a statement C says our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one do you agree with more?
C.
The last one, okay. All right, ma'am, and what factors are most to blame, you know, for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose three, okay? Division and gridlock between political parties, systemic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, power-hungry politicians seeking control, too many old white men in power, the two-party system, corporate money has, you know, too much influence. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of the above. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and how much do you think decisions made by, the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Okay. President Biden.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one is Joe Biden, President Biden.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. What about your city government?
Not so much.
So be somewhat or just a little?
Just a little.
Just a little. Okay, your state government?
Just a little.
Little. Okay, Supreme Court?
Just a little.
Community organizations like nonprofit, grassroots, or coalitions?
Just a little.
And Congress?
Just a little.
And ballot initiatives, you know, proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
A lot.
A lot? Okay. All right. Okay, and you will now, you know, we'll now hear some brief descriptions of cases directly decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how, you know, it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay, the the first one says the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block, you know, the student loan forgiveness program, which aim, you know, to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Would you say that's very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not motivated.
Not at all, or just somewhat?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, what about in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade? Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivated.
Very motivating. Okay, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Would you say that's very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or very not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
Very motivated. Okay, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivated?
Very motivated.
Very motivating. Okay, all right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make change you want, you know, to see in the U.S.? Volunteering for an advocacy, you know, organization, would you say very effective, somewhat effective?
I thought it was the rainbow ball thing. The bouncy thing.
Or not at all effective?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make, you know, change you want to see in the U.S.? Volunteering for an advocacy, you know, organization, would that be very effective, somewhat, not very effective, or not at all effective in your opinion?
Not very effective.
Not very effective. What about sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media?
Not effective at all.
Not effective at all. Okay, what about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Not effective at all.
Okay, not effective at all. What about boycotting a company?
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective, okay. Attending a protest?
Not effective at all.
Okay, signing a petition?
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective. And voting in elections?
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective. Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers, you know, that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which, you know, best describes why you may not have voting in previous elections. You may choose up to three, okay? Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't know how, you know, or when to vote or register. There wasn't an unmitigating presence at your polling place. Intimidating presence in your polling place. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. The candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have time to vote. Inconvenience like, you know, long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop off location. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Voting doesn't change things what matter to you. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles.
None of the above because I always vote.
Okay, so none of the above, right? Because you always
vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. We're almost done with this survey. I only have some statements to read to you, and we should almost be done, okay? And I really thank you for your time. Okay, and for each of the following, please rate me, you know, whether the information presented makes you want to you know, to engage more or less in political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay, the first one says, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest, you know, corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful new have, you know, have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back and demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Would you say that will make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Engage a little more, okay. All right, the other one say, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access, you know, for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this, you know, attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's march this energy, you know, this energy to protect the freedom and to make our own decisions about our bodies. Would you say that will make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a lot more, because that specifically is like a very touchy subject.
Okay. All right, that must say young voters turned out, you know, in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanics, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. You know, millennium and Gen Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisions influence on elections outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Okay, engage a little more. All right. The last one says the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since, you know, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to make action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for, you know, a livable and sustainable future. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot more? A lot less. Sorry.
A little more.
A little more. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and what are the media sources that, you know, that you check most for new content? Would that be YouTube, news or informational articles online, podcasts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, local TV news stations, TikTok, national TV news stations, or international news outlets or other? You may choose
international
to be...
and regular news.
Okay, so international, right? News outlets,
mm-hmm.
and the national TV news.
Yes.
Or your local news stations.
Any type of news station, so whether it's local or international.
Okay, because I have only picked two, so it'll be international news outlets and national, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and thinking about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek, you know, the most? You may choose two. Would that be music, hobbies, tips or hacks, health, beauty, self-care, science and technology, government, politics, shows, movies, businesses, finance, news, current events, humor, memes, sports, or other?
Music and memes.
Memes, okay. Humor and memes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
College.
Okay, would that be associate's degree or bachelor's degree or just some college?
Some college.
Some college, okay. And do you consider yourself to be a heterosexual or straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight.
Okay. I remember, are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single? Okay. And are you parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. How about in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. And do you consider yourself as be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
It depends. So like not so strong.
Not as strong. Okay. All right. And how would you describe your employment status? If necessary, would you say employee full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, or permanently disabled? Or homemaker, stay-home parent, or a student?
No, I work seasonal, so temporary.
Temporary laid off, or?
Well, seasonal, I just go during the season. So
part-time.
Kind of like a part-time,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put that. I remember now for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, were you not able to vote?
I don't remember, honestly.
Okay. Let's see. But, because I have Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else.
I think it was Joe Biden.
Okay. We'll go with Joe Biden. All right, ma'am. And last year of 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Best estimate may be fine, okay?
$16,000.
So be less than $24,000?
Yeah.
Or $25,000? Okay.
Wait.
All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey, okay? Thank you very much for your time and your participation. You have a good evening. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.